The investigations are just beginning into the death of 37-year-old Christopher Mitchell, a West Price Hill man who apparently had a history of depression and substance abuse and had threatened suicide earlier in the day. The Firearms Discharge Review Board, Cincinnati Internal Police, and the Citizen Complaint Authority all will determine if the shooting was justified. Although the police who fired the fatal shots, Sergeant Robert Lynn and Police Specialist Scott McManus, did not have body cams, two other officers on the scene did. The camera recorded this audio as police told Mitchell to drop his weapon. This evidence, together with police and witness descriptions, paint a more complete picture, according to Executive Assistant Chief Paul Humphreys.
I will take any bit of information that gets us to the truth of what actually happened. So anything like this, yes, I do. It's not just that spoken word. Everyone in this, when we interviewed, had basically the same story. There may be a difference in, oh, I thought I heard this many shots or that many. But when you've got the video, that is clear-cut evidence of what it captured.
Humphreys wonders if the Justice Department will eventually require all police to wear body cams and wants to know where the money will come from to buy them. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.